This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update from Monday, the 13th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across much of Israel, with clear skies dominating Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Meanwhile, Eilat is warm and inviting, a great day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, I-24 News reports the IDF has taken control of Bint Jabal, expanding ground operations in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. Also, Ynet says the IDF has intensified operations in the West Bank to address terror threats amid ongoing tensions between extremist Jews and Palestinians from earlier today. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post warns that Turkey's President Erdogan poses a growing threat to Israel, likening Turkey to the new Iran. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that over 100 terrorists have been eliminated as IDF forces continue their siege on Bint Jael in southern Lebanon, a Hezbollah stronghold from earlier today. And finally, Ynet covers ongoing efforts by the IDF in southern Lebanon, highlighting the strategic importance of recent operations. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just minutes ago that only a small number of terrorists remain in Bint Jabal, with the IDF nearing full control. Yom HaShoah begins this evening, and commentator Mishtal expressed that Israel's current strength contrasts sharply with its past, emphasizing the country's resolve in defending itself. Jewish Warrior 13 highlighted the remains of the soccer field in Bint Jabal, recalling Nasrallah's past remarks about Israel's supposed weakness. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's control of Bint Jabal, as reported by I-24 News, this strategic town has long been a Hezbollah stronghold. The successful encirclement by Division 98 marks a significant step in diminishing Hezbollah's influence in southern Lebanon. This advance could alter the balance of power in the region. Turning to the heightened IDF operations in the West Bank, Ynet reports that the military is actively responding to increased terror threats. This comes as Israel maintains a ceasefire with Iran, focusing on diminishing threats closer to home. The implications for West Bank residents are significant as tensions continue to rise. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's analysis of Turkey's President Erdogan highlights growing concerns over his geopolitical ambitions. Middle East expert Yoni Ben Menachem suggests that Erdogan's strategies could destabilize regional alliances. This poses a diplomatic challenge for Israel moving forward on the economic front. First, CTEC reports that the true cost of Israel's conflict with Iran and Hezbollah now exceeds $11 billion. This figure includes hidden spending and civilian damages, indicating substantial financial strain on the nation. Separately, Mariv Business notes a surge in demand for Israeli, U.S., and IDF flags ahead of Independence Day and following the recent ceasefire. This reflects a wave of patriotism and support within the country. And finally, Globes reports that Nebius, a Dutch AI cloud company, is in talks to acquire the Israeli firm AI21 Labs. This follows NVIDIA's withdrawal from negotiations, highlighting continued interest in Israel's tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.